Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
Good morning, guys, and welcome to the show. You're listening live to the Frank Williams Show, and I'm your host, Frank Williams. Thank you guys for tuning in, and welcome to the show. Call-in number to the show is 818-301-5834. That's 818-301-5834. It's your number to the show. Call in, weigh in on today's topic. Tell me what you think. Now, guys, we're looking at the weather over the next couple of days, and it looks like we're gonna have some bad stuff coming in again. And I mean, if you think about it, we're not a cold state. Okay, we're not equipped for all this ice and snow and all this stuff. Okay, we only have it a couple of days a year, if in 4 or 5 years. Okay, now that you know we got ice coming in on maybe Tuesday night, Wednesday morning, I think you should get out, get to the store or whatever, get what you need. Don't send your kids to school on Wednesday. I think it's going to be bad on Wednesday. And, you know, they say some stuff is coming in the morning. So, around 7, 6 or something like that. So, you know, maybe you should think about keeping them out tomorrow as well. Okay? Because if you don't want to take a chance on, you know, what happened, you know, a few weeks ago with the snow and the ice. Y'all with me? Think about that now. Think about what you need to do in order to, you know, keep your family safe. And I'm sorry, I'm doing something here. Anyway, let's say the ice comes in and the snow starts to come in the morning. Okay, if it starts to come in the morning before your kid goes to school, but if you're going to go to work and you don't have anyone to take care of your kid while you're at work or whatever, okay, then, you know, maybe you should send them on to school. And when you feel like it's bad, you need to call someone and get them to go and pick up your kid. Someone that's able to do that, okay? Go and pick up your kid and get them home safe, all right? The worst thing is being worried about your kids. I know. I have two, okay? And I worry about them a lot. That's just natural, okay? And you try to protect them as best you can. So if you see the ice coming in or the snow coming in the morning before you go out, you may need to think about trying to stay in, okay, so you won't get caught in it, all right? Now, it's coming, okay? We just don't know exactly when. Think about what you need to do to keep your folks safe. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. Now, today's show is being brought to you by our sponsor, CPA on Duty. For all of your tax or accounting needs, call the certified public accounting firm of CPA on Duty. You can reach them at 770-732-0244. Whether it's personal taxes, personal accounting, corporate taxes, or even corporate accounting. Now, they also handle IRS issues. If you have a problem with the IRS, they're professionals at handling IRS issues. Give them a call today, 770-732-0244. Now, guys, and remember to tell them that the Frank Williams Show sent you. 818-301 is the number to the show. Now, guys, today's episode is entitled, Should Fans Be Held Accountable for their actions at sporting events? okay? So let's discuss the incident that took place on Saturday in Texas, okay? And it was between Oklahoma State and Texas Tech, okay? Now, can a fan say anything they want to players while they're on the court? Can they do that? Okay? Now, I want to look back at, let's say, a few years ago when Charles Barkley was in the NBA. Y'all know who Charles Barkley is. And Charles Barkley threw, well, a fan said something about his mama, mother, the most loved person in you know, a child's life, the mother. Okay. Now, if you're gonna say things in a sporting event about a player, there are other things you can say other than something about his mama. You know, what happened on Saturday was one of the guys from Oklahoma State came down to try to make a play to keep the guy from scoring at the end of the game. Because they were down by one, so they were trying to keep him from scoring, of course. It was the end of the game, a few seconds left. He fell into the front row right behind the goal there. I think he fell on a cameraman. But as he was getting up, a fan behind the cameraman said something to him. Now, the words that he said, we don't know. Okay? They tried to pick up the audio from right there, but, you know, to me, you couldn't tell. You couldn't tell what was said. But the player said that he said he called him a racial slur. Okay? He said something that was out of bounds. You see? And for me, you know, I played sports coming up when I was young, coming on up all through high school. Okay? I played sports. We went to hostile environments. I played in the city of Atlanta. I played for a city school in Atlanta. We went to other city schools around Atlanta to a hostile environment. We went to Macon, down to Southwest Macon, to play Southwest Macon High School. That was a hostile environment. And what I mean by that is the fans were saying everything, okay? They were saying everything, anything in the book. And what I'm saying is you have to try not to listen to that. You have to try to drown that out, okay? And that's what I tried to do. But I heard what they were saying. I heard some of the things they were saying. You know, when I was in the game, okay, I made a foul. They had someone on the sideline, you know, a fan talking tracks. It's on you. It's on you. This and that. Okay, I heard that. But I didn't pay it any attention. I grabbed my shorts, bent over, and we went on with the game, right? After the game, these fans would come up to you and say, hey, man, you played a hell of a game. Hey, man, you played a great game. Well, hey, you were acting a fool out there, though. You know, you were saying all kinds of stuff. Well, that's what we do to try to get you out of your game. Okay? And I understand that. I mean, if you listen to, if you watch a, let's say in college, if you watch a late game, late at night, New Mexico State, you probably won't catch that game till 11, 12 o'clock, midnight, something like that, because they're on the West Coast, right? If you catch one of the old games, if you catch it in the beginning, okay? Now, they're introducing starting lineups for the game. And they're, you know, they're talking about, okay, from the other team, such and such starting forward, from such and such, Bobby Jones, okay? And when they announce Bobby Jones' name, all the fans say, who's he? He can't play. Okay? Now, those are the fans. Those are the fans talking. All right? Now, because fans talk, you go into their house, you have to try to lock that out. But you have to try to lock that out. But now, going to it this way, let's look at it this way. And if you want to call into the show and give me your opinion, guys, 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. And please press 1 if you want to talk to me. I'll be on the air. Now, I think the fans should be held accountable for things that they say or things that they do at a sporting event. Okay? Now, if you throw something on the floor, think you should be accountable for what you threw on the floor? Right? You should be accountable for that. Because you shouldn't throw things on the floor. You shouldn't throw things on the field at a football game. Okay? So, you shouldn't be able to say things to players that are bad. That's like throwing something on the floor. I know fans do it all the time, but they shouldn't. You're there to enjoy the game. You aren't there to talk about somebody's mom. You aren't there to call somebody a white racial slur or a black racial slur. Just because you bought the seats down on the front row, you're sitting on the court, that doesn't give you permission to talk about someone's mother. Okay? Now, there used to be a fan in professional basketball, he was a fan of the Washington Bullets. They used to be called the Washington Bullets. I think now they're called the, the Wizards, Washington Wizards now. But they used to be called the Washington Bullets. Well, this guy, he was like in outside life, he was like some kind of professional, an accountant or a lawyer or a doctor or something. But he had season tickets to the Washington Bullets games, right? Now, his seat was right behind the opposing team's bench. And this guy would talk the entire game. He'd stand up and talk. But he'd talk about Michael Jordan. Michael Jordan, you're not going to get any points tonight. You're only going to have 6 points at the end of the game. No dunks, no nothing for you tonight. Such and such for my team is going to shut you down. That kind of stuff, okay. Y'all with me? But you can't talk about Michael Jordan's mama. You can't talk about Michael Jordan's kids. You're crossing the line. You can't call Michael Jordan a racial slur. You're crossing the line. Now, if he turned around and said the same thing to you, called you a racial slur, talked about your mama, How would you feel? Think about if that was your kid on the floor. He talked about your kid's mama. You're that kid's mama. See, people don't think about that. You know? But if that was your kid on the floor, oh, you'd be behind him 100%. Now, I don't condone what the guy did. Y'all with me? Okay? I think he should have gotten up, told the referee what the guy said. This guy need to be put out in the arena. Okay? Then I think there would have been some different consequences there. They probably would have gone and talked to this guy. You know, the security would have gone and talked to him and brought him out outside the arena. And so fans should be held accountable for their actions at sporting events. Because after a while, now you're going to start to put, you're going to start to make it like hockey, where they have to put up some, you know, some glass to separate the players from the fans in a basketball game. A while back when Ron Artest went in the stands and got to fighting with some fans. Okay? Ron Artest had some problems on the floor with the opposite team. With one of the players on the opposite team. They got into a shoving match. Okay? Ron Artest went to the table. He laid back trying to calm himself down. Now here comes a fan. Throws a beer cup or something at Ron Artest. And this guy laying there trying to calm down from what had just happened. Now, a fan throw a cup down there with water or beer or whatever in it. And now he goes after the fan. Now, I'm saying that, you know, that wasn't right for him to do that. But it also wasn't right for the fan to do that. So they both should have been held accountable for what happened. Now, I don't know exactly what happened to the fan, but we all know what happened to Ron Artest. Right? But that fan should have been held accountable as well. And I guess throwing something at someone and hitting them with it is a form of assault. Okay, could he have pressed charges against the fan? I don't know. So, you know, should fans be accountable for their actions at sporting events? 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. And what's, you know, what's going to happen here is, and, you know, this is my opinion, is that the fan isn't going to be held accountable until something bad happens. Okay? The fan's not going to be held accountable until something bad happens. And, you know, when is that going to be? Or what's going to happen? We don't know. Or on the floor playing. They're in the moment, right? Who knows what they'll do? See, you push people, you push different people in different directions, but you don't really know that person. You don't know how far they can be pushed. You don't know how far you can go with saying something to someone because you don't know that person. But, you know, like a Charles Barkley, spit on a fan that talked about his mama. And he said, yeah, I spit on him because he talked about my mama. Now, of course, he probably don't know his mama. But Charles Barkley's mama is deeply rooted in him. So that's why he went after the fan. Now, another thing, these aren't little guys. Y'all with me? These aren't, 5'6", 5'7" guys, little bitty guys out here on the floor. And when they come into the stands after you, there's a problem. And this guy fell on the floor. He got up, and immediately his head turned to this guy that said something to him. And it could not have been good because of the way he reacted. Something bad was said. Something bad was said to make him react like he did. All right? So I think fans should be held accountable for their actions at sporting events. Hey, guys, take care of yourselves. And remember, the snow and the ice is coming in the next couple of days. Not today, but tomorrow, Wednesday, Thursday. Something's going to happen, and it's going to be tough on everybody, I think. And because the ice is coming in, that gives way to power outages and things like that. So please think about what needs to happen over the next day, next 24 hours, in order for you to be ready for what's coming in. Thank you, guys. Take care of yourselves. And join me tomorrow morning, 10 o'clock a.m., right here, live on the Frank Williams Show. Good day.
Taking up my time. Oh!